on the road again for a few minutes.
Gerald, TR Mobile 292, I think, is the highway here. I don't have it on map, so it's where the big QT is here. About halfway back home, I guess, Rusty. Yeah, that Gap Creek Road, they're doing construction on down at our end of it now. I don't know if that'll be a problem or not, but you can get around it right now if you drive right up to it, and then they'll take a little shortcut back over to Highway 14. Probably be better just to go Highway 14. I think that's what we're going to do on the way home.
Through downtown Greer, and I'll come out that way, and I'll just make the go up there and make the turn come up. I guess that's 101 coming up that way and come up from that side of things, Tom.
Come straight up out of downtown Greer and come up Highway 14. Just go straight ahead, and you won't run into anything there until you get up to the dollar store, and just past the dollar store, hang a left on Gap Creek. That way you don't have to go down to 101. Just straight through Greer, straight on up. You're right on Highway 14.
But I do. You know, I go different ways. It depends on what I'm going to do before I come over that way. I might go grab me a bite of lunch before I come that way. I don't know. It'll just all depend upon what I'm feeling like doing before coming that way tomorrow. How about that?
No, not quite that early. We was discussing here. She was talking about just having you get lunch at our place, but we don't eat till 2 or 3 o'clock, Rusty. That wouldn't do if you're used to eating lunch.
Oh, I eat lunch sometime between 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It can vary from day to day, and it depends upon how late I eat breakfast. Like breakfast wasn't until 9:30 this morning. It was a couple of sausage patties and over easy egg on the toast, and that was my breakfast today. So, and that was about I didn't eat that until about 9:30, almost around 9:30 before I sat down to eat that. So, like I said, it all depends upon what time I do breakfast as to what time I do lunch. So. Yeah, like I said, it can vary anywhere from 1 to 1:30 to as late as 3:30 or 4 o'clock I've eaten. So I try to eat about 2 meals a day. So I've had breakfast this morning, and I'll have me a little snack this afternoon, probably an apple or an orange, and before I meet the folks for supper tonight. So that's the way that's going to be today.
Well, why don't you just figure on having some, if you like lasagna, Bernice makes a wonderful lasagna, and just have lunch with us and tell us when you get hungry in the afternoon, and we can eat a little bit early, and then we usually have numerous snacks in between that she's got laying around there just normally. That's just Bernice's way. But we're passing Gap Creek Road right now. We're going to go back up and just turn up there at the big Spink Station. That's where I was saying you could just go straight when you get to that Spink Station. And that's the very easiest way to go. You don't have to turn down Wade Hampton or anything. But I'm going to do that just to avoid that construction down there. I don't know how much they're doing yet. But it's all the way up at the north end of it.
Well, that's probably the way I'll come, is that way. I didn't think about that being 14. But anyway, well, I'm here, and I'm going to go inside and see if they're ready for me early. Sometimes they'll take me early. And then if they do that, then I can get a couple of my other errands out of the way before I have to go get the hearing aids checked. Anyway, I'll talk to you later, Tom. You and Bernice have a good rest of the afternoon, and that sounds like a good deal tomorrow. We can do that, and I shall talk to you later. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now, Tom.
Okay, Rusty. Well, we always enjoy having company, so just plan on that. We'll be fine. And yeah, that's just straight through. That way, you know, no turns, no nothing until you get just up there to that dollar store. And about 100 yards past the dollar store, hang a left. And go down to D.C. Brown Road and hang a left, and you'll come right up to the house. 73 is Rusty, and thanks for riding along. W2T and 0TR, clear.